burden of proof. Type 1 and type 2 errors. When we consider a hypothesis test, there are four possible situations. There are two possible outcomes of the test. Either we reject or we retain the null hypothesis. But there are also two possible truth values of the null hypothesis. Either it is true or it is false. So that gives a total of four outcomes. Two of those outcomes are good. If H0 is true and we retain it, then we are fine. That's an outcome that we want. If H0 is false and we reject it, we are also okay. That's also a desired outcome. But there are two types of errors. Either H0 is true and we reject it. We call that an error of type 1. Or H0 is false and we retain H0. We call that an error of type 2. Now, an interesting question is, which of these two errors is most serious? That clearly depends on what H0 says. But there is one very important observation to make here. If H0 is true, we have a known probability distribution. We said that as one of the criteria for choosing the null hypothesis. If H0 is false, we have an unknown probability distribution. That means having that known probability distribution to work with, we will be able to assess the probability of errors of type 1. Get a known error probability. If you have an error of type 2, that error probability is an unknown. Now, of course, if you have the prospects of a serious error, it is very important that you are able to bound the error probability. If the error is less serious, it's less important to know the probability. Meaning that we should make sure when we design the test that type 1 errors are the most serious, because then let's have a look at a couple of concrete test cases and see if we get any wiser. We had three examples in previous talks, so we still have the same three. In a drug development problem, we make a claim that patients recover better with a drug than without it. Now, which is most serious, to reject that claim when it's true or to accept it when it's false? Well, if you accept the false claim, it means that you have accepted that this drug is good and you decide to market it. But you are wrong, so you are in fact marketing a drug which isn't good. That's a serious error. The legal framework says that you have to be very, very certain to market a new drug. So that's clearly a very, very serious error. If you reject the claim while it is true, that you say that this isn't a good drug, while in fact it is good, what that means is that you reject a potentially good product, which means that you're going to do more research, spend more time developing a drug, so you will essentially get a better drug before you market it. That's not that bad an outcome. And legally speaking, it's quite okay. So in this case, the serious error is to accept the claim when it is false. The coding system problem is similar. We make the claim that the error rate is less than 10 to the minus 9. If we accept that claim and it is false, again, it means that we market a bad product. It is much better to reject the claim when it's true and spend more time developing a better product. The new road scenario is not that clear cut. Travel times will be reduced by at least 10 minutes. There is a significant difference here in that we are claiming a magnitude of the improvement. In the drug scenario, we only said that the new drug is better. In the new road scenario, we say that it is better by at least 10 minutes. But we can still argue that the example is similar. If we accept that claim, travel times will be reduced by at least 10 minutes, and we are wrong. We are going to spend a lot of money building a new road, which doesn't give us any significant benefit. If we reject it while it is true, we are probably going to spend the money on another road which has a much, much better effect. So again, these three claims are bad null hypotheses because we are better off rejecting them when they are true than we are accepting them when they are false. So the null hypothesis should be different. These are good null hypotheses. Recovery times are the same with or without the new drug. The error rate is at least 10 to the minus 9. Travel times will not be reduced by more than 10 minutes. That is, the null hypothesis is the negative statement. For the purpose of the test, we hypothesize that the proposed product is bad. And then we want to reject the null hypothesis. The effect of that is that when we reject the null hypothesis, we can be very confident that the new product is good because we are able to bound the error probability. When we retain the null hypothesis, it really means no conclusion. It means that we do not have sufficient evidence to conclude that the new product is good. To summarize, a type 1 error means that we reject H0 when it's true. A type 2 error means retaining H0 when it's false. And we should always phrase H0 so that type 1 is the more serious error. In later videos, we'll bound the probability of type 1 errors. Bounding type 2 errors is often impossible.